A Jigsaw of Fire and Stars by Yaba Bado. Table of Contents. Part 1. The Nightmare and the Sea Chest Part 2. Life in Mama Rose's Family Circus Part 3. The Cadiz Performance and the African Part IV. Scarlet and the Intervention at the Beach Part V. The Secrets of the Sea Chest and the Outlaws Part V. The Meeting with Isaka and the Kidnapping Part 7. The Supernatural Intervention and the Snakes Part 8. The Dream of the Mango Tree and the Escape Part X. The Digital Reckoning and Scarlet's Truth Part X. The Final Confrontation at the Coletta Part 11. Resolution and the Boat Ritual. Yaba Bado's A Jigsaw of Fire and Stars is a complex magical realist narrative that follows Sante Williams, a 14-year-old girl who is the sole survivor of a tragic shipwreck as an infant. The novel details her life within a traveling circus, her discovery of her true Ashanti heritage, and her supernatural struggle against the human traffickers responsible for her family's death. Part 1. The Nightmare and the Sea Chest. The story is framed by Sante's recurring nightmare of a sinking ship, an iron monster, that rams a dilapidated trawler filled with refugees. In this dream, she witnesses the terror of men and women with brown and black faces as a fuel tank explodes, turning the sea into a roiling soup of blood and oil. She recalls the stench like an overripe mango, and a tall man bundling a baby into a sea chest laden with yellow dust, gold, and glittering stones, diamonds, before flinging it into the sea. Sante realizes that the baby in the water is herself, smiling at a jigsaw of fire and stars, reflected in her eyes as the ship burns. Sante was found the next morning by Pris, a bright golden eagle, and Mama Rose, a formidable woman with dark, pebbled eyes and webbed hands. Pris found the chest drifting in a sea fog and protected the baby until Mama Rose discovered them on the shore. Inside the chest, Mama Rose found a blue-green tapestry blanket, a ceremonial dagger, a leopard skin drum, a bamboo flute, and a hidden note. Part 2. Life in Mama Rose's Family Circus. 14 years later, Sante is a member of Mama Rose's Family Circus, a troupe of travelers with an itch to camp in out-of-the-way places, who live off the grid to avoid Black Boots, the police. The crew includes Redwood, a Harvard man and former hacker who acts as Sante's teacher, Cobra and Cat, brown-skinned twins found by Mama Rose in a forest. Cobra is a snake charmer who can summon serpents with his scent, while Cat is a lethal knife thrower. Midget Man, Elvis Gomesh, and Mimi, a musician and his wife who are Romany at heart. Busy Lizzie, Redwood's wife, who often clashes with him over his past. Sante herself is a bareback rider who performs on a white stallion named Taj Mahal. She also possesses a special talent as a mind whisperer, able to tune into people's thoughts and the fizz and whirl of their emotions. However, this gift has previously caused trouble, such as a riot in Greece where she was labeled a witch. Part 3. The Cadiz Performance and the African. The circus arrives in Cadiz, Spain, seeking to get back in clover, make money. During a performance in a cathedral square, Sante feels a gentle patting sensation. In her mind, someone is probing her. She identifies two men in the audience, a bald-headed African man and a middle-aged white man with gray eyes, as ravenous as a wolf. During her act, Sante plays the bamboo flute found in her sea chest. The African man, Isaka, recognizes the sound, whispering that it is Mamadou's flute and that he helped make the ivory mouthpiece. As Sante plays, she feels invisible fingers pressing down on her own, and the music reels her into a world before memory, where she hears the roar of a leopard and drifts through a savanna. The snakes in Cobra's basket, rattled by the music, turn away from him and head toward the audience until Cobra stops the music with a touch. After the show, the men give Redwood a folded note for Sante, which Mama Rose immediately seizes and hides, warning that the men might give Sante up to the police. Part 4. Scarlet and the Intervention at the Beach. Seeking to draw the attention of the two men, Sante and Cat stage an unauthorized spectacle on a public beach, where Sante performs handstands on Taj Mahal. There, Sante senses a pool of loneliness swollen with anguish in a red-headed girl she saw in the audience the previous night. The girl, Scarlet Woodhouse, suddenly walks naked into the Atlantic in a suicide attempt. Santé leaps off Taj and swims to rescue her, eventually aided by a black boot in blue, a policeman named Federico Ángel de Menéndez. Scarlett reveals that her parents, who are addicts and gamblers, left her behind as insurance with a man named Miguel Zaragoza. Miguel has her passport and intends to pimp her out. Kat, feeling a spark of desire for Scarlett, insists that the circus family take her in. Despite the old ones viewing her as a liability, Santé, Cobra, and Kat successfully vote to let her stay. Part 5. The Secrets of the Sea Chest and the Outlaws. Under pressure from Redwood and Santé, Mama Rose finally opens the mahogany trunk and reveals the truth of Santé's provenance. She shows Santé the blue and green puzzle blanket, which smells of musk and cedarwood, and the diamond-studded ceremonial dagger. Most significantly, she produces a letter from Santé's mother, Ama Sirwa. The letter identifies Santé as a Santawa, the daughter of Ama Sirwa and Kofi Prempa of the Ashanti people of Ghana. It implores the finder to raise the child and use her treasure wisely, stating that the riches of Africa are vested in the person of my little princess. Mama Rose reveals that she used the gold dust to buy the circus trucks but kept the diamonds, which are hidden in plain sight as the vulgar circus glitter, on Santé's turquoise tutu. Redwood explains that Santé is named after Yaa Asantewa, an Ashanti warrior queen. He also reveals that the men in town are part of the racket that got Santé's parents killed and that they want the treasure back. Santé also learns that Mama Rose and Redwood are missing outlaws formerly known as Rosamond Annabelle Williams and Cuthbert Xavier Carter III, who went underground years ago after being labeled terrorists for leaking state secrets. Part 6. The Meeting with Isaka and the Kidnapping. Defying Mama Rose's order to flee to Granada, Santé and Cobra return to Cadiz to find Isaka. In Isaka's luxurious apartment, they find a space designed to salute the sea. Isaka reveals he was the ship's engineer on the boat carrying Santé's parents. He confesses that the owner deliberately sank the boat a day early to claim insurance, viewing the lives of the non-white refugees as cheap. As Isaka demands the gold and diamonds back, the ceremonial dagger on the table begins to twizzle in a whirl of blinding, translucent light, and drills itself into the wall. Isaka is terrified, claiming the ghosts are after him. Santé kneels and begs for information about her parents, and Isaka describes her father as a goldsmith to an Ashanti king who carried his wealth to start a new life in Europe. The meeting is interrupted by the arrival of Wolfgang Richter, Grey Eyes, and his henchman, Barrelman, Pepe. Barrelman dangles Cobra from the balcony, forcing Santé to surrender. They are taken to a studio room on the rooftop, the Azotea. Belonging to the captain, José María Zaragoza, the father of Miguel. The captain is a dead man walking, a tall, thin cadaver stained by evil. He views Santé and Cobra merely as merchandise and threatens to burn them as witches if they use their talents against him. Part 7. The Supernatural Intervention and the Snakes. Imprisoned on the roof, Santé and Cobra share their first kiss, a moment that touches the bottom of an ocean and fills Santé with a scent of peppermint and cloves. They are forced to attend a party for the captain's birthday, where they are paraded like puppets. Santé senses the room is full of predators and those they prey on, as old men and women swarm over masked teenagers. When the captain asks for Santé's price, she defiantly proclaims her true name, Asantewa Prempa. The unquiet spirits of the drowned begin to gather, snuffing out the candles in the room. In the darkness, Santé plays Mamadou's flute, and Cobra summons hundreds of snakes that slither under doors and through windows, creating a writhing moon dance that sends the guests screaming in terror. In a rage, the captain snaps Santé's bamboo flute in two, but the music continues to play from an unseen source. The room is invaded by a tornado of invisible insects, and the captain collapses, whimpering that the angry spirits of the drowned have come for him. Part 8. The Dream of the Mango Tree and the Escape. That night, Santé has a profound dream in which she merges with Pris and flies to Africa. She arrives at a forest glade where her mother, Ama Sirwa, stands under a golden mango tree. Her father, Kofi, appears from a white-washed room and slips a golden bangle on her wrist, a gift to protect her. He warns her that if she does not leave before the ripening mango drops, she will be trapped with them in their watery grave. Sante wakes to Cobra's voice, discovering the physical golden bangle on her wrist, though Cobra cannot see it. The young ones are rescued by Cat, who arrives on the roof with a blowpipe and drugged darts, knocking out Barrel Man and stealing his keys. They flee over the rooftops and escape to a safe house, a farmhouse belonging to Emma's brother, Carlos Garcia. Part 9. The Digital Reckoning and Scarlet's Truth. At the farmhouse, Sante, Cobra, and Cat confront the old ones about their lies. Mama Rose admits she is an anarchist who went underground after being labeled a terrorist for leaking state secrets. To make amends, Redwood returns to his hacker roots, using Carlos's computer to infiltrate the Cadiz police files and Interpol. He identifies Gray Eyes as Wolfgang Richter, a known human trafficker, and sends incriminating photos and numbers from Barrelman's phone to a tabloid newspaper to ensure a day of reckoning in the court of public opinion. Meanwhile, Scarlet reveals the full truth of her relationship with Miguel. Her parents were gambling addicts who traded her to Miguel for drugs. She admits she loved him enough to try and do what he wanted, but eventually realized she was being used as a special gift due to her beauty. Part 10. The Final Confrontation at the Caleta. Despite Isaka's instruction to stay away, the group returns to Cadiz for a final reckoning at the Caleta Pleasure Dome, where the captain is holding a birthday feast. Sante, Cobra, and Cat perform on trapezes high above the guests to create a distraction. As Scarlet approaches the top table to deliver a parcel containing the ceremonial dagger, the unquiet dead intervene. A swarm of huge black moths, the manifested spirits of the drowned, swoops from the ceiling and hangs over the captain. Scarlet, possessed by the rage of the lost souls, plunges the dagger into Miguel. The restaurant descends into chaos as the moths attack the guests, specifically swarming the captain and Barrel Man. The captain, blinded and choked by moths, collapses. Sante and Cobra attempt to help the dying Miguel while Scarlet, brandishing the dagger, glows, incandescent with malice. Finally, Cat persuades Scarlet to drop the knife. The moment it hits the floor, the moths and the dagger vanish into patches of black ash. Part 11. Resolution and the Boat Ritual. The police, led by Federico Angel de Menendez, arrive with the circus family. Miguel is taken away by paramedics, and the captain's body is recovered. Mama Rose and Redwood are not arrested, as Carlos and Henrique have managed to smooth over their past through their help in exposing Richter. The next morning, Sante, Cobra, and Pris return to the beach for a final farewell. Sante has constructed a small wooden boat painted red, yellow, and green, with a black star on the hull in memory of the restless dead. She removes the golden bangle from her wrist and fastens it to the boat's sail. As the tide carries the boat away, Sante plays Mamadou's flute. She senses the presence of her mother and father one last time, the scent of cedarwood and mango, and realizes that while they are now a part of her, she must let them go to walk good in her own time. The book ends with Sante and Cobra preparing for a long journey as the circus family heads toward a new home in Wales, finally leaving the ghosts of Cadiz behind. This summary is for educational purposes only.